WRFN 538, monitoring mobile, South County.
Hey, what's your...
Thanks,
where
for
you
Rich. I'm flying at 528, averages on WSBT 889 monitoring.
Multiple stations. Station on 550, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was kind of curious where your 1020 was, your location.
Currently in Murphy.
Oh, we're right over the hill on the Deer Creek, about 7-8 miles. So we're not, you know, if you're in Murphy, yeah, the back, I used to fly this corridor back over to Murphy, and you and I are just a hop, skip, and a jump.
There's some mountains in the way, but yeah.
Well, I used to ride a motorcycle across the valley, or fly the helicopter, one or the other, or the fixed wing across there, and I'd be there. The motorcycle, I'd be there in about 15, 20 minutes from my house, and helicopter about 5 or 10.
Do you currently have a helicopter?
No, I don't know more. I sold it, but I'm kind of back in the market for another one.
What did you have?
A Huey 500.
You broke up a little bit. Hughes 500, is that what you said?
Yeah, Huey.
Okay, maybe I'm not understanding. Hughes 500, like a MD 500, Little Bird?
Yeah, something like that.
Interesting. One of my favorites.
Oh, they're a great bird. No, I put a lot of fire out with one of them back in my day, and I traveled all around the valley down here, but... Then I got in the fixed wing, and I had a couple airplanes at that time, and I showed the 49 people how to fly.
That's cool. I've got my student license right now, and I'm the squadron commander for the Medford Civil Air Patrol.
Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, our 172 is currently down for annual, but it should be out in a week, and then we're getting a brand new 172 2024 in a month or so.
No, I know that plane real, real, real good. Like, I spent quite a bit of hours in that plane. The last plane I used to fly was a 300 horse velvet pitch flop 185.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, we've got the 172 for training, and then we've got a 182 as well for more mission-capable stuff.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in any kind of bird at the moment or plane. Back in the 90s, I used to cut timber for a living, and I would go to the airport, you know, in my timber logging clothes, and I'd go to these families, and they would like, "You're the pilot?" I go, "No, not really. I'm just getting it out for the pilot because I'm in my logging clothes." And I said, "Well, the pilot ain't showing up." So I said, "I guess I'll be the pilot for the day." And it was just kind of playing a joke on people, but it was a lot of fun back then.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Alrighty, well, I will chat at you later. Deborah FN, 528.
Where are you located?
Still in Murphy.
Oh, Murphy, that's right over the hill from me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got some buddies who live up past the high school. So, you know, we've been friends for probably 30 years or so, but... yeah, I've done a lot of work up in that neck of the woods over the years, but No, you're just right over the hill. And that passage, you know, between you and me, where I live, is just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep, sure is. All right, I will catch you later. WFN 528.
WTWL 251 clear. Standing by.